Thanks for tuning in to the Good Stuff program today on your local radio station. I'm going to share a little Thanksgiving food list here for you and the favorite dishes for Thanksgiving. A little bit about that, kind of whet your appetite, so to speak, on the good stuff. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to check out 50 things to do and much, much more at visitvalentine.org. Maybe a trip down the scenic Niobrara River for next summer, or maybe it's an ice fishing trip this winter, or come for the Bull Bash on February 15th. That's right after Valentine's Day, and you could spend that right here in the Heart City as well. So check it all out, visitvalentine.org.
Remember, Tri-State Livestock News, when you're Christmas shopping, that's right, someone is going to appreciate receiving a weekly edition of Tri-State Livestock News. They have the latest. They have the reliable information. It can be ag-related, market-related, rodeo standings, cattle health. It's all across the gamut. Think of Tri-State Livestock News as a Christmas gift. Go to TSLN.com to subscribe today.
Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. Well, we're what, about 3 weeks away from Thanksgiving? Can you believe
that? Yes, indeed.
The 28th of this month will be Thanksgiving, so I thought I'd whet your appetite a little bit.
Oh, you're going to make me hungry for turkey.
Well, favorite things for Thanksgiving. Of course, the number one thing there would be roast turkey. So there's from roast turkey to potato recipes to endless side dishes and mouthwatering Thanksgiving pies, there's no shortage of choices when it comes to planning your Thanksgiving menu. It might even seem a little intimidating, especially if you're hosting your first Thanksgiving. But don't worry. So, roast turkey. So, we've already filled you in on how to carve a turkey. Just cut it up and eat it. That's the best way to do that.
Oh, okay. Okay, got it.
Good stuffing is key to success as well. So some people like stuffing with the gizzards and the innards cut up inside there and everything. Other people like cranberries in their stuffing and weird things like that. mashed potatoes are, of course, a favorite, but they have to be real potatoes and they have to be really mashed, okay?
Okay.
That's for sure.
Is that a personal choice?
Yes.
Oh, okay, got it.
All right.
I'm catching on to the tips
now. I don't mind a little
now.
Lump in them every once in a while, okay. But I like that.
Well, so, that just shows they're genuine mashed potatoes.
You're taking notes, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Green bean casserole.
Absolutely.
Got to have some green bean casserole or a corn casserole.
Either.
Now, we call some of that like squishy corn.
Yes.
So with the noodles and everything in there. Sweet potato casserole. I like just the regular sweet potatoes with a little marshmallow and brown sugar. Is that what they put on those?
Yeah.
Okay. Honey glazed Brussels sprouts. Have you had that?
No, but I would be willing to try it.
I'm not a Brussels sprouts guy.
Oh,
so
I love Brussels sprouts.
Although honey glazed anything is usually pretty good.
Absolutely.
Cranberry sauce. Now, cranberry sauce is essential, a part of Thanksgiving, but people do it differently.
That's right.
Some people like the canned stuff that's kind of like Jell-O.
Yep.
And some people like to really ground up cranberries with a little orange, make sandwiches
perfect
out of it.
Perfect sandwich fixings.
And you got to finish it off with a pecan pie.
Can't top it, I'll tell you that.
Or a pumpkin pie, that would work.
Ooh,
too.
That's really good too.
Some of my favorite things for Thanksgiving. So I just thought I'd share in case anybody's out there making pecan
I knew it.
Pies.
I knew it. Now you've just made me very, very hungry.
Do you have something to share today?
I do. Chris Beckby of Valentine sent these in a while ago and I've kind of interspersed them. Have we had a chance, but I wanted to do a few more today. These are famous one-liners, and these are John Waters quotes. Cheer up. You never know. Maybe something awful will happen today. And another quote, I'm so lucky to be having a happy childhood as an adult. And let's go to, I always wanted to be a juvenile delinquent, but my parents wouldn't let me.
Darn parenting anyway, got in the way.
Yep, and let's wrap it up. I'd love to sell out completely. It's just that nobody has been willing to buy. Thank you so much, Chris Beckby, for sending those famous one-liners to us right here on The Good Stuff. And I also have a few things from Suzanne Schultz of Valentine. These are special days that are recognized, such as White Cane Safety Day, National Peanut Festival.
I like that one.
Oh, indeed. It's My Party Day.
That's our birthday, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you can just have a party day.
Okay.
Okay, and National Angel Food Cake Day. Let's sign up for that one.
When is that? I want to know.
I know. Oh, here's another one. Moldy Cheese Day.
I don't think I want that one.
American Tag Day. And National Frappe Day.
All right, folks. Thanks for tuning in to your local radio station. Keep listening for more of The Good Stuff.